first, we identify stakeholders who have a vested interest in the change happening and convince them to join, even though they might be unlikely bedfellows. In this case, the car companies themselves, to the Cash for Clunkers bandwagon, which they then joined. And that obviously sent a message to the White House and the Congress that it was something that needed to be done. Number two, enlisting data from other markets and applying them to your current market. So again, in the Cash for Clunkers case, this was where we used data from Germany, a completely different market, showed how it's working there, and then was able to convince a lot of the administration folks here. Third, by identifying inefficiencies that are blocking progress. And so we identified a couple of different friction points. Some resistance has to do with large vested interests, such as the oil companies. Other vested interests have to do with consumer behavior, which is just, you know, massive amount of inertia just to change out behavior because of hassle factors and pain in the neck factors.